Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills.
It's time for testimonies, amen! How many of you are being blessed by the testimonies? People are being changed, our Father's prayers are working. And today we have powerful testimonies. Help me welcome Akia Chum to give us her testimony. Oh, please encourage her even as she comes on stage. Oh, please show her some love.
Hallelujah. My name is Akia Chum and I'm from Lagos. I'm a dancing star. And during the last First Love celebration, Daddy was talking about the power of saying amen, and he was saying that when we receive a word, we should raise our amen list to arrest the blessings and not let it go to the next person. So while he was preaching, he mentioned that four people are receiving cars. So I stood up and I raised my amen net to get the blessing. Then on the Saturday after the service, I was asleep. It was very early in the morning. That was a Saturday after, less than a week. My mother called me and she told me that my father just brought a new car to the house. He says it's mine. And I was very surprised because I'd been talking to my father the whole weekend. He never mentioned buying any car. The only thing he mentioned about cars was that he wants to sell my brother's car. So I was so I was thinking that even those who have, it's going to be taken away. What about me? So I want to encourage all of us that when Daddy is saying the things, let's believe them. Let's believe the things. Don't think about where it's going to come from. When you begin to think about where it's going to come from, you will never be able to really receive it. So let's always receive the things. And Daddy, God bless you so much for all the blessings you've been speaking into our lives. Amen.
Why don't you give the Lord a shout? Amen. The prophecy you believe. We have another testimony. Please help me welcome Solomon Odami to give us his testimony. Put your hands together as we invite Solomon to the stage.
Hallelujah. My testimony is about armed robbery. On Good Friday, Daddy was praying, and one thing he said that armed robbers shall never harm you. And I took it very seriously. 3 days after Good Friday, some three armed robbers decided to try Daddy's prophecy. Around 2:15 a.m., three armed robbers were in my house. They broke through into the kitchen. They came inside. And the people in the house said, I pushed him back into the kitchen, but I don't remember that one. But they said I pushed him. So I pushed the one out of the kitchen. He went out. He was trying to come in again. About 30 minutes dwell. But fortunately for us, about 10 minutes after, we didn't hear any noise outside again. It means they were gone. No, nothing happened. Nobody was hurt. Nothing was taken from the house. And I thank Daddy that God bless you.
Wow, people are really receiving the prophecies. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. We have a powerful ministration. Are you enjoying yourselves? Do you want more? Make some noise and let's welcome Ida.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 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 How many of you have been waiting for this moment? And it's time for the word of God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our Father is in the house. Today is a very special day, and I believe our Father has a very special message for us. If you're excited, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome Bishop Dagwood Mills.
I see the light. Oh, I see the light. The Lord has given. You to lift your hands. We're gonna pray for a minute. Amen. And I want you to ask the Lord. I was at Action this morning, and one of the things I said everybody should pray is that it will not just be another message. Do you see? Because there are many messages, thousands of messages. Macanese and everything. Hey, you can never even listen to it. So, I want us to believe God that today you are going to have a word from the Lord that is going to specially direct your life. So just pray for a moment. Pray. Special word today of guidance for our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you all for all your nice, kind words. God bless you. Are there some empty seats by you? I see some empty seats there, or they are spoiled. Are there people outside? If you have an empty seat, raise your hand, please. I see seats by you. If it's a seat by you that there's no one sitting on, raise your hand. Please let some of the people come in. I'm sure they can sit. I see some seats over there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are they empty or they are spoiled? Some people have gone out. Okay. They are spoiled. Oh, all right. Okay. You can. There's a floor if you like the floor rather than the outside. All right. Wisdom 10. Proverbs chapter 10. Amen. Are there some more people outside? Well, some people have sat on the middle here. This place, I'm sure some people can also sit there. Hey, man, it's just a few minutes more. Our time will be up. We're supposed to close by 6. So, we just have a few minutes. Why not? The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. You will never be associated with that foolish son behavior. Come in, come in. Sit on the floor. In Korea, they sit on the floor for church. You'll be there. Verse 2. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing. But righteousness delivereth from death. What are the treasures of wickedness? When you get treasure or money from wickedness, bribe, stealing, 419, fraud, it doesn't benefit you in the end. So if you are here and you are planning to be a 419 person or an internet thief or an armed robber, no. You see, you never know who you will try to rob and what the person you are going to steal from has, both physically and spiritually. Do you understand? So, one day I was praying certain prayers and I realized that it would have been good that the individuals concerned in my prayer had not met them. It would have been good for them. And I thought to myself, wow, you never know who is crossing the legs in his room. But righteousness delivereth from death. So if you are into fornication, you see that if you are into staying away from fornication, do you see, you find out that it delivers you from HIV. All right? So staying righteous, if you take, you learn not to drink alcohol, it delivers you from many of the diseases which come from alcohol. Almost all the diseases that you know are linked to alcohol. Step down to the next, the ground level. Almost all the diseases that you know are linked to alcohol and smoking. Heart, this, diabetes, cancer, or hepatitis, cirrhosis. They're all connected to alcohol and smoking. So righteousness delivers from death. Hallelujah. Yeah. When you are a serious Christian, you can't easily smoke. You come and say, you come into church and you are smoking and you light your cigarette. I mean, how? You understand? It won't work. Yeah. And when you are a serious Christian, you not have a beloved, even you can never call your beloved a boyfriend. But we use the word boyfriend. When you say boyfriend, it means somebody you sleep with. Yes, because in the world, if you say I've had two boyfriends, it means I'm sleeping with two people. Or you don't know that. That's why we use the word beloved. When you say the beloved, then, oh, okay. It's a beloved. So we don't use the word girlfriend in church. It's my girlfriend. It's my boyfriend. No, 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 no. Then you are new. Ask your neighbor, are you new? Righteousness delivers from death. Righteousness delivereth from death. Righteousness delivereth from death. Righteousness delivereth from death. Righteousness delivereth from death. When you are a serious Christian, you have a beloved. Now, we don't have beloveds. A beloved is not somebody who you just read, but you will not marry. No, 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 no. When you have grown up in church, we don't just be proposing to people.
Hi, baby. I love you, baby. You know?
Then you'll be changing every few months. No. Anytime beloveds have to be changed, we see it as an unfortunate thing that has happened. But it's not our intention. But it's better to break up a relationship than to break up a marriage or to break up an engagement. So sometimes we have to break the relationship, especially when you can see the signs. So no. I don't think so. I don't think madness. I don't think so far. It cannot go far. This relationship cannot go far. Yes, when you look at the relationship, you say, I don't think so. I don't think madness. I don't think so far. It cannot go far. It cannot go far. Hey! Because you look at the relationship, you say, hey! No, 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 no. I don't think so. I don't think so far. If I marry, I will go mad. I don't think madness. Yeah. Give the Lord a shout. Righteousness delivereth from death. So, when you are a Christian, you are saved from all the sexually transmitted diseases. All. Gonorrhea. Can you imagine, brothers, you go to Wiwi and pus is coming out of your penis. Pus. Yellow pus is coming out like that. It's oozing out. It's not a small disease. Pus is oozing out like a boil, like the pus. That's what is coming out. That's gonorrhea. Chlamydia trachomatis. Trypanosomiasis. Many diseases. Happy simplex, you see special pimples will come on the genitals and they are full of viruses. You have gone to touch somebody's virus like that. Hey! Righteousness delivered from death. When you see those happy simplex type 2 virus pimples,
You look at it and you say, I don't think so. I don't think madness. I don't think far. Don't think so far. Tell your neighbor, I don't think so far. I cannot go this far. Righteousness delivereth from death. Hepatitis B. You see, hepatitis, we have different types. Hepatitis A comes from food. They have contaminated food. Food with flies. Food you didn't wash your hands. Hepatitis A. B comes from blood or sex. Yes. Oh, not a vagina, but it's a hepatitis. It's a hepatitis. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so far. So far as to getting hepatitis B, is that what you were looking for? Is that what you were looking for? No. I don't think so. I don't think you were looking that far. Do you think madness? Do you think madness? Slap your hand and say, I don't think madness. And then HIV. HIV is a very wonderful disease. Yes. As for HIV, it doesn't give you any particular sickness. It is just make your immune system weak. So that all diseases flow. So even your mouth, which is having, like everybody's mouth. I don't want to, you do it. Wash your hands before you, when you go home, wash your hand. And then lick. And then smell it. I don't think so. You smell it. Yeah. So there are bacteria already in your mouth. But when you have the HIV, they just multiply. And then your mouth will become white with thrush. And the vagina too will turn. It's also a type of mouth. It will become white, full of what do you call it? Hey! Righteousness delivereth from death. Yeah. No. That is it. Is it not true? Then you are pregnant. Now you cannot go and say that you are pregnant, so you've decided to go and abort it. And that abortion too, you may go to a place where they are doing 40 CDs. Or 25 CDs abortion. Yes. It's called what? Pa pa pa. Abortion. Pa pa pa. Abortion. Yeah. When I was in medical school, one of the students was his room, he was using it for abortion. Yeah. When you stand on the balcony, you look down, you see that the balcony is full of the things. He does it in the room. Yeah. Just pa pa pa. Is that what you were planning? I don't think so far. And then, after these fast abortions, come other diseases that may also multiply. Before you realize, your tubes are blocked. Then when you marry, baby is not coming. Did you think so far? Did you think madness?
No.
Then why? Yes. I don't understand it. You are delivered from death. When they ask you, why are you not coming to the beach party? You say, I don't think so. I don't think so far. I don't think madness. Why are you not coming to the beach party? Why don't you have a boyfriend? Say, I don't think madness. Amen. Now, verse 5. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son. But he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. You know, life is made of seasons. Good seasons and not so good seasons. Unfortunately, when there are good seasons, people tell themselves, it will always be good. That's not true. Life is made of seasons. Seasons change. Then sometimes another good season comes, but it changes. Most people who have gone to have jobs, sometimes they'll mention, well, I'm earning this, I'm having this. And then I say, wow. They immediately have the delusion that this good season is for all forever. That's when they go for loans, debts, all kinds of things. It's like, oh, I'll always be getting this type of. But life is made of seasons. So when a season comes, you get it? Summertime. That's why the Bible says the summer is past and we are not saved. Hey! There is a summer for your beauty. Yes. It's a summertime for your beauty. And when that time passes, it may be more difficult. Yes. So you have to be very alert. Most of you are in your summertime for marriage and for beloved-oses. That is why it is good. It is good to listen carefully when I'm preaching, especially the girls. Why? Because a brother can marry when he's 70. It will not affect certain things. By you. You see that? Listen. Don't just shout. Listen. But a certain time, your time is past. Yes. So, be wise. And be a good sister. All the things that we are talking about. Bible says, a foolish woman, she knows nothing. You don't know how to cook. You don't know how to dress. You don't know how to behave. You don't know how to speak. You don't know so many things. And you think you know too. That makes it worse. So don't sleep in harvest. Don't sleep in harvest time. When it's harvest time, don't. One day a sister asked me, Bishop, will I marry this year? Yes. She asked me, will I marry this year? It was a new year. The new year. Will I marry this year? And you see, you ask, the summer is past. Can you find out that summer is past? We are not saved. We are not. Jeremiah 8, the summer is past. Summer, harvest is past. Summer is ended. And we are not saved. Harvest passed. Summer ended. And we ask, will I marry this year? It's difficult to say, can I harvest corn now that the summer is past? Not that easy to say. you will never need to ask that question. Yeah. Don't sleep in your harvest time. When God blesses you, that's the time to build. Yes, that's the time to build. Amen. Verse 7. The memory of the just is so blessed, but the name of the wicked shall not. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. Look, the Bible has much to say about the ability to receive commandments. The ability to receive commandments is like the ability to be loved. Do you see? Like when I want to love you, Curtis, I would say, Curtis, do this. Curtis, do this. Kirby, do this. Like I'm trying to love you. You see? But the Bible is saying that the wise in heart receive the commandments, because not everybody receives the commandments. You tell somebody something, he's not able to receive it. He thinks you are against him. You are against what I am doing. You are against what I have. You are against me. You are against this. You are against that. Or you are jealous of me. You know. But the wise in heart receive commandments. So decide, I receive commandment. No, the commandment which goes against what you are thinking, that's the commandment that you don't receive. When you have decided to do it and I say do it, it's not a commandment. But what I tell you to do, that you have decided not to do, that is when you receive commandments. That is where the problem is. The problem is not about you have already decided to go to town and somebody says go to town. No, that is not receiving a commandment. You are doing what you want to do already. You are becoming wise. Verse 9. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. So verse 9 again is again talking about righteousness. When you walk uprightly, you are walking surely. Your ways are sure. Your future is quite sure because you are walking uprightly. So decide to be one of the people whose life is upright. Stealing and lying and cheating. Okay, stealing and lying and cheating, which is now so common in our country and in the world. Do you understand? You must decide will be far from you. When you say A, it's A. When you say something, it's true. Try hard, you know, try hard to start telling the truth. Try hard to be more upright. It makes your future more sure. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. So the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. So if I am a righteous man, my mouth is bringing the waters of life to you. And so you must see, it's like speak. You know, and one of the things we don't realize is that, look, at a point in life, nobody will tell you anything to do. Do this or do this. Like life, like people who tell you, do this. If you look from childhood, they tell you, get up, bath, do. Wash your things. Do your homework. Get up, sleep. It's told. That gets less and less as you go through life. And so the benefit of even having somebody who would tell you something, it gets less and less until you sail on your own. And nobody says anything. That means that you are not exposed to the well of life. There's no more well of life you are drinking from. Because like nobody can talk to you about anything anymore. A well of life. So that means you have no water. You have no sustenance. That will not be your story. Yeah. Amen. Decide, eh? Decide. Never run away from somebody who seems to be facing you. Rather decide that, you know, I will face it. and I will force myself to do what I'm being told to do. Have that mind. Yes. You'll be surprised. Your life will change. When you are being told, this behavior is not good, decide that, look, I will not run away and just, what people do, we call a silent rebellion committee. You just move to the back. Yes. You don't want to obey, so you silently move away. You slink away into the darkness like a leopard. And you are no more found, and you are no more near. So when we see you then, you only come and show yourself for programs like you are coming to mark register. Or you only come to report when there's a funeral. Oh, my mother has died. My father has died. Oh, this has happened. But you've slunk away into the darkness and into the shadows.
Help us, Lord.
When you are far, it's like you are in the shadows. Because you don't want the well of life. Yes. Many of my pastors have slunk, if there's a word like that, slunk away into the shadows. They only show themselves to me at programs to mark register. I'm here. Look at my face. I came. That's all. But actually, it is because they don't want to do something that is told them to do. Yeah. The well of life. 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 No more. We don't want this well of life. We don't want this well of life. God has anointed me for certain things.
Amen.
I cannot do the things that are not from my family. It's not even in my family. They are not biological things. They are spiritual things.
Hallelujah.
People plan for 6 months, 9 months, 1 year to have a program here. We decided just a few hours ago that let's go, let's check if these people are there. Just for Friday, are these people there? Do they have a space? You have come. We can't even, we don't have, we cannot even, there's no space here. There's no space. Yeah. God has anointed me for certain things. And why run away from that well of life? Rather keep coming, even the ones that you don't like. Yes. You know, I'll give you an example. For instance, you know, there was a time that I preached about full-time ministry. And some people didn't like full-time ministry. They didn't want to. It doesn't matter. Not everybody is supposed to. Or not everybody is supposed to. But you don't cut off the well. So I don't want to hear those things. Rather, you should come. Rather, come and sit down and listen. And you'll be surprised. You get so many blessings. Don't run away from the well, though. Look, everybody is not correct. So you, if you do that, you run away from God himself. If you do that, you run away from God. Yeah. Everybody is some way. Just keep coming closer. Say you always say, I will never run out. I will never be Judas. Judas said, I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. No, I don't want to talk to anybody about this. When Peter texted, Peter sent him a WhatsApp. Said, Peter said, Charlie, the thing what you do, you know first. He blocked everybody. He blocked all of them. He blocked his Twitter, blocked his Facebook, blocked his WhatsApp, blocked everything. I don't want to know and I don't want to see anybody. The next they heard was he was dead. He left the group. Didn't make any comment. I don't want to be in your group. Meanwhile, Peter. When Peter was... You see, Judas didn't even say that Jesus is not the Son of God or doesn't know. It was Peter. Give me your chair for 1 second. Peter. The Bible says Peter was warming his feet. He was warming his feet by the fire. And Jesus was down there. And he could see Jesus, they were and a young lady came to ask him, do you know Jesus? And Peter said, which? Peter said, no, I'm not in the group, I'm a Pharisee. another person came and said, "Ah, I saw you on stage. I saw you on stage." Peter said, "No." Peter said, "No." Then a third person came. And the person said, "Ah! I saw you cutting the birthday cake." Peter caught a person. I said, "This is what I said. I said, I don't think madness. I don't think far. I don't like what you are saying. I don't think so far. Have you seen me with him before? Stupid." Yes, he started cursing. What do you mean? I don't take madness. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. What do you mean? Judas didn't do any of this. Oh. He just needed some money for his taxi business. Took some. He should have just come back. He should have just, I tell you, he would still be one of the 12 disciples today. I said, "You know, I don't want to know you, Jesus, or anybody. That's too bad. So do not cut off the well of life." That's all I'm trying to say. Because you see, you can never say you never have a beast. Beasts, they are coming. But this is how to respond. Always, "I'll be Peter, I'll not be Judas. I'll be Peter, I'll not be Judas. I'll be Peter. No matter how far I go, I'll come back. I'll come and negotiate with Jesus." Jesus will ask you, "Are you the one who said, 'I don't think madness'? You said, 'I don't think madness.'" When they ask you whether you are my disciple, say, "I don't think." Stupid. "I don't think madness. I don't think far. I don't think so far." Jesus, Peter said, it is me. "I'm the one." Wow. You will always come back like Peter. Yeah. Amen. Verse 12. "Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth a multitude of sins." Hatred stirreth up strifes. When you see people fighting and quarreling, somebody hates somebody. Those of you who have been quarreling at a young age, hatred has entered into you. How dare you quarrel about NPP and NDC at your age? Nonsense. How dare you have hatred at this stage of your life? Then what is going to become of you? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you quarrel with your parents? How dare you have... I don't talk to this sister in the church. You are full of hatred. Beautiful, but full of hatred. Watch out for people who stir up strife, quarrel. So we don't, I'm not... Are you talking about Anon? No. That person has what you need, but you don't talk to that person. Watch out for such people. "Hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth the multitude of sins." When you love somebody, you don't expose the person. You don't disgrace the person. You cover the sins. Yeah. Do you think for 20 years, as we've been in the church, everybody and every pastor has done the right thing? Oh. Then we are an angelic, whatever. No. I'll never give up my pastor to a congregation, no matter what he has done. I will not. Once he's a pastor of whatever, you are going to take the person on to crucify him. Not when I'm here. When I'm around, it will be between me and you. Not you and the person. Oh, yes. Love, listen, love covers sins. Doesn't destroy sinners. Yes. Don't destroy people. You give, you, some of you here, if your sins were not covered, how can you be on stage? Some of you here, look at you, you look so young, but the things you've done at your age. At your age. One day, a brother was very concerned about his sins. Every day he was thinking, my sins. I said, look, the sins of others are more than yours. When you see people flowing around, it's not that it's perfect. Things are not perfect at all. Okay? In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. A rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. A what? A rod. Hey. One of the common things that I say when I'm having meetings with people that we are working with is, I am talking a lot so that you understand what we are trying to do. Do you see? Because when you lack understanding, that's when we have to give you only orders. Stand. Go at 4. Start at 3. Do this at 2. 2:30, change to this. 4 o'clock, do this. You lack understanding. That's why we have to tell you every moment what to do. A rod, force, is used for people that don't have sense. From today, you have sense. So when somebody is speaking, don't think this is an old man. One day, at the end of my father-in-law's life, I went to visit him. It was a few months. Within a year, he was gone. And my mother-in-law, his wife, you know, when I come there, he will start talking. He'll talk about this going round. Then my mother-in-law, I realized she felt that he was talking too much to me, or maybe like it was too much for me. It was worrying me. And I told her, I said, no. This is what I rather want. An old man should talk. Let him talk plenty. You will hear something in the talk. That's rather what I want. You shouldn't talk. He's doing this, he's talking to all this and all that. I said, it is necessary for me. I like the stories. I like it. So when you are hearing a lot, it's trying to give you understanding so that you will not just be like a brutish person who has to just be, sir, go, hey, all of you, to the right, okay, come. No. When you listen to camp meetings, I'm trying to talk to people to have understanding. Charlie, we are far behind, though. When I talk to pastors, when I come down, can you still see me? No? Okay, I'll go up just now. Don't worry. You know, I talk to pastors and even people. Let's build. Build something. Let's build. And that's the greatest fight. Any building I see, I can see, I can remember the fighting I've had over the building. I tell you, Look at this theater. How it is. Even this is an achievement. And if yes, it's an achievement. It's become old. But it's an achievement. When they were building, you should have heard the criticisms in Ghana. This line is not necessary. It is the only thing that we are using. Yeah. People don't understand the importance of building. You try to talk so that people would try to get around. Bishop Saki visited our church in Hohoe. When he got there, the cathedral and the story buildings, and the pastor there is like a pope in the town. Yes. Yes. And in Lome, the same. There are no buildings like that there. But you see, you wouldn't know the importance. And you see that I'm struggling. And people want to be treated like soldiers. You just tell them, do this, don't think, just do it. And they want force. But it reveals rather lack of understanding. We should be able to. And in Germany, you know, when at a point they started the war, at a point they would sit down and explain to the soldiers what they are trying to achieve. So there's an enemy behind the forest. So we want to kill him. What do you think? Then they will allow everybody to form their plan. I'll go here, you go here, you go here. Flow as you go. Flow as you go. This is what we are trying to achieve. 1977 was when they sent Voyager, a spacecraft. They said we are sending to Jupiter. 1977. From here to Jupiter. Yes. At the speed of 40,000 miles per hour. From Earth. 1977. You think of how computers were in those days. Flying. And when you get from Earth, the next planet is Mars. After Mars, there's what they call an asteroid belt, like rocks that are flying in the air. Flying. So they had to how it will pass them if the rock will not hit it. 77. 1977. And it was flying for years. Got to Jupiter and found out that Jupiter was like the sun. It has its own solar system with about 60 moons. All the moons are going around Jupiter like this. Most of them are bigger than Earth. And the radiation coming from Jupiter is so much that you can pick the radio frequency of Jupiter on Earth. Radio. You can pick it from Earth. Yes. Very strong. So that when the thing gets there, and so they stood and they took pictures. 1977. And the people couldn't believe the pictures. Jupiter, so close. And the moons, each moon was somewhere red. One is brown. One is cold. One has volcanoes. One is ice. All of them going around. They took the pictures. Everybody was amazed. Then it continued for another 2 years to Saturn. Fly, top speed. Got to Saturn and saw the rings. The people in America gathered around. You see, when we are not able to join in Sawam to Suhum on the road. Listen, 1977. That is when they took that spacecraft. It's called Voyager. Voyager 1 and 2. They sent 2. 1 and about a few days later, they sent Voyager 2. 2 of them going together. And before that, they sent, forget the name of the Neptune or something, 1 and 2 to go and see if it will crash. So it was going ahead of them to see what will happen. Yes. They've calculated, though. And you know why they sent it in 1977? Because a student did a calculation and saw that where Saturn has reached and where Neptune and Uranus have reached and where Jupiter is, they are going to be near each other so that when they pass Jupiter, they will have to go another 2 years before they get to Saturn. And that connection will come only 170 years from now again. So it's better that they force and send the spacecraft now. In 1977. Ghana 20. I don't think madness. I don't think so far. Void of understanding. When you are explaining to people, like, why should it be a problem to connect between Accra and Suhum? Two here, two going. It takes just 1 hour. 60 years. Every government comes with reasons and stories. This is wonderful. You can't even. So. When they got to Uranus, they were disappointed. It wasn't very spectacular. Because when it was getting to Saturn, crowds gathered in America in 1970, I think it was 70 something. Crowds to see the first pictures of Saturn. Because they had seen the first pictures of Jupiter, they couldn't believe what they saw. Radiation and power, magnetic power. It took the aircraft, the spacecraft, and flew it. That which they calculated from here. They calculated it from here. When it gets there, it will pick the aircraft and shoot it to the side and take it to where they're trying to go to Saturn. A calculation, 1977. And you need a rod to force you to build something simple. Oh, it's marvelous. So try not to be. And they were disappointed. But when they, after Uranus, Saturn was, they were clapping at the pictures, the rings, colors. Every planet is different, though. In the moons, this one is red, this one is brown, this one has gas, this one is liquid, this one is rock. Then when they got to Neptune, they thought it was going to be boring because Jupiter is very exciting. Saturn is very... Uranus was boring. Uranus looked like somebody with a hat. Just nothing much. When they got to Uranus, they were amazed. It was color blue. Blue. Only the Earth is blue. The Earth is blue. When you look at the Earth, it's blue. Yeah. It's the other blue planet at the end. Ice. The sun doesn't get there. That voyage I'm talking about, 19 whatever that it got there, is still flying. Its fuel will finish in 2025. Yes. From 1977, it's still flying. They have pushed beyond space. They are going as far. And when they were going, they took photographs of life on Earth. Cars, houses, human beings, pictures, parties. Everything about human life, and they put it on a disc and they put it on the Voyager so that any creature or anybody who meets it as it has gone there will see pictures of Earth that we are here. This is what we look like. It is on the, it's on, and it's still flying. Yeah. It's going to end in 2025. The fuel will get finished, and it's sending photographs as it's going. It's more as we speak. When you go, you can go and Google it and see. It's moving at 40,000 miles per hour with fuel. Is it not amazing? I don't think. Wow. Which verse are we on? 13. Oh, Charlie. Our time, quickly. Wise men lay up knowledge, yes. But the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. That's why I watch all these things. A wise man lays up knowledge, information. A rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Verse 16. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, and the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. You see, you always make a mistake when you are blasted and you are bored. How many have been bored when you were blasted? Can I see your hand clearly? Raise your hand. How many are repenting from that thing from today? In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You'll never make that mistake again.
Amen.
Verse 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, he that uttereth slander is a fool. You're a fool when you criticize at the back. I'm preaching to you, you are criticizing. They are celebrating my birthday, you are annoyed. So why do you not want to do that? Are they upstairs? Where are they? Where are these people? They are on the last floor. All the people downstairs are pointing to you guys up there. They didn't come. Okay. Verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Too much talking is not wise. All right? Too much talking is what? Yes. So learn not to talk too much. When I was a younger Christian or pastor, when I pray and I'm going to preach, I never talk. If you meet me, I say, hi, how are you? Charlie, what's happening? Because I believe that when I speak, the anointing will be going out. Yeah. Yeah. But now I preach so much that if I don't speak in between preaching, I will not speak at all. Yes. It's not that I have to speak. But I don't want to talk. Because Elijah told the servant, don't greet anybody on the way. Don't talk to him. Yeah. So too much talking, and talking about what? Light, frivolous things. Yes, lightness. We need lightness to relax. But you cannot relax too much. You have to be serious. Yes. Some of you only talk about serious things when you are trying to attract a beloved. Like you want him to feel that you are spiritual. Amen. Wow. I was thinking about missions the other day. I was thinking of how wonderful it would be to be a missionary. God is good. God is working. I really love the work of God. I like the way Bishop preached about the work of God. Brothers, carefully step back and listen to their conversations when they are not talking to you. And when they are talking among themselves. And listen to what people talk about. You will know more. You see, people like me, you always take people think this one is a fool. When people talk to me, what do you think they talk about? They always talk about certain things. Always. 100%. When they see me, those who don't know me, I've had a vision. I saw a dream. I said, look, I cannot be serious all the time. Do you understand? Listening to dreams, visions, and all these things. You understand what I'm saying? But people try to give an impression. Don't worry. Don't worry. Be yourself. Be yourself. There is a time to be unserious. My wife, she chats a lot. She just chats. She doesn't chat about the work of God. We are laying hands. The power was like this. The spirit. She talks about normal life. Just chatting, stories about everything that is happening. But she's not unspiritual. No. She knows the word. She has her own prayer times and quiet times. She prays. I never pray with her. She prays always on her own. I also pray on my own. Yes. We are praying. We pray. We are going somewhere. Shall we pray? Then we pray. But as I'm seeking God, she's also seeking God. Yes. But it's not that we come now. Visions, dreams, like in our room, we are talking about dreams, visions, the Holy Spirit. Listen, come on, be serious. I don't think so. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. And verse 22 is the verse you have been looking for. The blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. At the bottom of all forms of prosperity is the blessing of the Lord. Look, have you seen somebody who works for a salary who has prospered before? Think about it. Yeah. Have you seen it before? Monthly salary. What's happening? Have you seen it before? Salary is not what makes people rich. You can ask people who get salaries. Yeah, the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. You see that even somebody who is receiving a salary, and unless he receives some kind of special wisdom, the salary can never even go beyond like eat, drink, and it's all finished. It's true. Like when it comes to you, talk, build a house, do this. If you don't hear that, look, salaries are always just enough to eat, drink, everything is finished. I'll start again so that it sinks in slowly. Have you seen somebody who lives on a salary who has ever prospered in a certain way? A certain level of prosperity? No. Yeah. Not easy. Not easy. When I look around, I see when there's a certain level of prosperity that enters, something else has worked or something else is working. Maybe the person has received a blessing of some sort, or the person has received a blessing of a word or guidance, or the person becomes unusual even among the salaried people. Yes, unless the person becomes unusual among the salaried people. Like everybody is good, but he receives some kind of blessing, some kind of wisdom, some kind of thinking. Because wisdom is like a way, like a new way of thinking. Most people, they go to you, ask the people who go work at banks especially, they will mention monies. You even wonder, hey, can you use it? Watch me when I'm doing fundraising and see who can give. That's when you know whether people have money. True. That is why, you know, one of the main features of heaven is there will be no more curse. The curse that you eat, you sweat, you take something to eat, and that's it. So it takes the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, blessing of the Lord for you to be rich. So whatever you will do to be blessed is what you must do. And as young people, whatever you do to be blessed. Look, when I tell you about honor your father. Look, if God bless you with a certain kind of father, only the honoring of your father alone will be 100 times whatever you can collect from salaries. I'm telling you.
Hallelujah.
I say, only I can't give details of examples. If I could give details, I'll give details. You will sit down and you just, all of you, lie down and say, it's true. It's true. When Joseph became a darling boy in Potiphar's house, was it a salary? And he said, take over. When he went to the prison, and there he was blessed by the Lord, and the prison keeper called him one day and said, you know, come, Curtis. The prison said, sir, I know you are not one of these murderers. I know you are different. I know you are different. And I know criminals. Yes. I know criminals. You are not one of them. I don't know your background, but I know. That was it. He started to go up. The dream, is it a salary? The dream that he had when the butler and the whatever, was it a salary? He was going up. He was going up. He was going up. Was it a salary? Oh, not a salary. He had a dream. He told the butler, he told the baker, this is what I saw. When the commander said, when the prime minister called him, said, come. He was brought, they shaved him, bathed him. And he came and said, this is the meaning of your dream. This is what's going to happen. So Lord, find a wise one of the top Egyptian Ministry of Finance officials. Let them take up this thing with zeal, Pharaoh. Pharaoh was just looking at him. Let them cover for 7 years. He gave him a project that will last for 14 years. Pharaoh was just looking at him. The Bible says the heart of the king is in the hand of them. The heart, he turned the king's heart like this. Suddenly the king was looking at him. He was just listening to him. These magicians, oh, they are all liars. All these magicians. My minister of finance guy, they are all liars. This is the only honest person around me. Was it a salary? No. He became the prime minister. Yes. That will be the testimony you'll be giving in Jesus' name. Yes. Prosperity is one of the most, it's like a rat. Running to the corners, up, and you can hear ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. It's behind the wardrobe, but how to get it? You hear, you will chase. Have you not chased it with hockey stick? You'll be chasing, you go around, you can't easily get it. You trap it, kwakwe last stop, it will eat the thing and it will be going. Some of the rats, they know poison, they know everything. Look at, oh, this one is poisonous. This is a poison. You want me to die? I don't take madness. I will never eat it. I don't think so far. Listen. What are the things that bring blessings? There are many things that bring blessings. One of them is sacrificing for God. Sacrificing for God. In Revelation chapter 5, he said, worthy art thou to receive honor. Wow. Thou art worthy to receive honor, to take the book. No, it goes further down. And he says, saying with the loud, the lamb who was slain, the one who sacrificed, he's worthy. Worthy is the lamb to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory. You see, when Abraham gave up his son Isaac, that was when God said, oh, that's it. That's it. You will be a worldwide blessing to the whole world. That was it. It was the day that he gave up Isaac. That's when the whole blessing became some worldwide something. Yeah. Worthy. Worthy. So when you see people who work but they don't sacrifice, you see, it's not worthy. You work, you just, I just want to work up to five. I want to work the minimum that we can do and get out of here. Yes. Worthy was the lamb. Huh? And verse 13. And every creature on earth heard them saying blessing and honor. Verse 14. Wow. And the four beasts, so all the rich people, the pastors, everybody agreed. They all bowed and said, Charlie, amen. You are worthy. Honoring your father brings blessing. Even in the church, I have so many people who pointed out, my father called me, tell me, just changing your attitude towards your father. When you change your attitude towards your father, the father changes attitude towards you. That one alone. That one alone. You see that you have invoked a blessing. Serving God. You shall serve the Lord and he shall bless your bread. These are things that bring blessings. I'm showing you things that bring blessings. Looking after helpless people brings blessings. He said, Matthew 25, he said, depart from me, you cursed. I was hungry. I was sick. You didn't mind me. The other day, I went somewhere and the Lord gave me a vision of helpless people. Yes. His power came on me and I started crying. Yes. I didn't know what I was crying about. Then I woke up and I saw what I was crying about. And actually, God is just trying to bless me. To care for people who cannot care for themselves. That's why he gave me that vision. Come, you blessed of the Father. Come, you blessed. I was hungry. You cared for me. When you are involved in work of compassion, not work for profit, you invoke the blessings of God. The blessings of God come into your life. Yes. I was hungry. You gave me meat. I was a stranger. You took me into your house. I was thirsty. I was struggling. Come, come. You blessed. These are things that bring blessings. And I encourage people to work for God. You know, I'm encouraging them to be blessed. They'll be looking at me like cows who are chewing grass. They don't understand the measure. Have you seen somebody with a salary and that salary has made the person rich before? Look carefully. Doctor, lawyer, this. My mother used to say it, you know. Yes, they were coming to think of it. She used to tell me that lawyers, because my father was a lawyer, she said, the lawyers who do something else apart from the law, they are the ones who become rich. She used to say it like 40 years ago. She said, then she point all of them out. You see this one. They're all lawyers, but they did something else. Like they'll do some other business or they'll do this. My father did a hotel. He said, of those who just, I mean, attorney general, department, this whatever, I said, it's not easy. The blessing of the Lord make it rich. You are the next to be 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 rich. In Jesus' name. Don't draw back. when God is trying to bless you. Don't draw back. Don't draw back. Go near for it. Go for it. Don't draw back. Don't draw back. Don't draw back from sacrifice. Don't draw back from sacrifice. That's why sometimes when people are going to sacrifice, you know, sometimes I feel it myself. I feel so, sometimes I feel bad. But I realize that that's the way. That's the only way. Yeah. I can't take it away from you. It's your right to also have a chance to sacrifice for God. How many are going to invoke and trigger off blessings in your life? In Jesus' name. All right. We are ending. Ish. Verse 23. Verse 23. It is a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. When you send a lazy person, you it's like smoking. Your eyes will start watering. You start crying. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the ears of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. One of the expectations of the wicked is that they want something bad to happen to us. One of the expectations of the wicked is that they feel it pains them when we prosper. But the Bible says the wicked shall see and it shall grieve them. Psalm 112 verse 10. It pains them. They shall gnash their teeth. It pains me that he's driving that car. But the desire of the wicked shall perish. The wicked shall see. They'll see it. And be great. It pains them. They'll gnash their teeth. Oh, everybody do. Oh. Why is she getting my? Oh. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. And gnash their teeth and melt away. But the desire of the wicked shall perish as far as you are concerned. In Jesus' name. I see, I don't know, several of you in white gowns, you are getting married. Receive it in Jesus' name. The wicked shall see and be grieved and gnash their teeth. I'm more beautiful than her. Why she's getting married? They shall gnash their teeth, gnash your teeth. And they will melt away. And the desire of the wicked shall perish. In Jesus' name. Wow. Verse 30, the righteous shall never be removed. They will never be removed. But the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. But back to the vinegar. Verse 26. The sluggard, the lazy man, when you send him, now look at verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Yes. You see, this chapter is the chapter for seeing the key to becoming rich. Yeah. The blessing of the Lord and diligence. Yes. The hand of the diligent makes a person rich. If you look at Genesis 42, You see that when Joseph was appointed as the prime minister, all right, he himself was sharing the food in Genesis 42 verse 1. Now, when Jacob saw that there was famine, there was corn in Egypt, he said, why are you looking at each other? Come on, go to Egypt. There is corn there. So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn, but Benjamin, his brother, stayed behind. Look at verse 6. And verse 5, the sons of Israel came to buy corn. Those that came for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Verse 6. And Joseph was the governor. Joseph was the governor. He was the prime minister. And he, it was, personally, he was selling the corn personally. Huh? Ghana, do you see ministers of state doing things personally? Now, even when you go, they find you strange. Well, what are you doing here? Why are you coming here? Don't walk here. This place is for whatever. No. Leave it to us. You leave it to us. You go back to the office. He himself was selling the thing. So that is how come when he was selling and people were coming, how much? He was selling the whole corn of the whole country. He was the corn seller. Abele selling was not below him. Just like the Lebanese businessman in Ghana. You cannot enter Kuala, Maxmart, ShopRite without seeing them there. They themselves are selling the thing. But a Ghanaian will open a pharmacy shop and he will leave it for somebody and go and come. And later he say there's no profit. True or not true? Yes. He himself is there. He said, you have bought investment, stocks, and you have left it for somebody. But not Joseph. He bought the whole of Egypt, sold all the personally. That was. In the end, all the everybody's corn was finished. And the people came and said, we have the land. He said, then I'll sell your land to me, and I'll give you corn. Sign. They signed all these plots from here to here. We sell acres to the king, to Pharaoh. They signed all. He gave them corn for land. Until the whole land was bought by Pharaoh. And when they finished, they were there. They were still hungry. Then they came and said, it is only our bodies that are left. The hand of the diligent makes rich. Yes. As you see me working, this is my third service. I preach twice in the whatever and the whatever. You know, two places. I've already preached twice. Action. And I have meetings and more things all the time. Yes. That's why I say I don't like meeting that lasts more than 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I can't take it anymore. I can't. People who are not following what they are supposed to do. Yes. Some of us here, laziness. Your mother used to blast you. You won't get up. You won't get up in the morning. Some of these ladies you see, they've spotted and they've come here. You don't know what was happening in the house. Even the room they've left. When you enter them, you can't believe that this person can come from this room. Is it wonderful? No, you don't know how to say. When you say, is it wonderful? You say, it's wonderful. You sing. Is it marvelous? It's marvelous. Is it fantastic?
It's fantastic.
Is it supernatural?
It's supernatural.
Copyright is Michigan's, USA, Lighthouse, Michigan. Is they have the copyright to that one. Yeah. Yeah. When you go to some of these beautiful girls' room now, as soon as you enter, you say, I don't think so. I don't think far. I don't think madness. And they used to blast you in the house. It's because of laziness. Laziness. Yes. And you take that same characteristic to work, to church, to everywhere, to marriage. And your husband will look at you as you're dressed and you've come. He'll look at you and say, look at this show off. It's just show. There's nothing, just dressing and showing off. Shelly, it's just show. You don't get any benefit from this person. Oh. Smoke in the eye. When you marry the person, that smoke is in your eyes always. You'll be crying vinegar in your mouth. Vinegar. Sour. It's like, I made a mistake to drink you as my wife and to smoke you in my eyes. You see some people, they come out of their houses, their eyes are red. They married a sluggard. Hey, some people, when they sleep, like they are dead. Oh, like, as if they are dead. Hey! Can't pray. Won't pray. Shan't pray. Huh? Couldn't pray. Don't pray. Weren't praying. Fantastic. You'll never marry a sluggard. There are some things I want to tell you about a sluggard, but I feel I can't say it. Sluggard. It's not good at all. Yes. Sluggard. Lazy. So, all A1 brothers better be on the watch out, because if you marry a sluggard sister, you will work beer. Hey. You will do every job in the house. You'll be surprised. You will clean the toilet. You will clean the children. You will bath them. You will wash their panties. You will wash everything. Look, sluggard, when you marry a sluggard, it's not a small thing. Everything. That's if you are an A1. You will cook. You'll be surprised. You will do everything. And the person would dress and come and show off. Is it amazing? Is it fantastic? Is it what? Supernatural. Amen. So God, our time is up, isn't it? Close. All right. Don't worry. God is giving us our own place. Stand up, everybody. Stand up. Listen, if you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hand like this. You want to say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life and change me. Lift your hand like this. Lift it like this. God bless you. And say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Change my life. From today, I give my life to God. Please cleanse me and wash me in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, all those who lifted, I saw so many hands lifted up. When we close, where should they go? Come to the foyer. There is a book I have to give you before you leave. All right? It's very important. This book, I want to give it. If you don't have it, don't leave. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.